Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Sarah Lipp, who is one of the ambassadors for the March of Dimes for St. Genevieve. And we're going to talk a little bit about the March of Dimes walk coming up in St. Genevieve. St. Genevieve is going to have its own walk. It's going to be like a 1 mile fun walk. And you're inviting all families and the parents, the kids, the babies, the strollers, the dogs, whoever wants to participate. And that's going to be on April 16th, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's going to be where?
Here at St. Genevieve Hospital. It'll start here. Registration will start at 4:30 and the walk will start at 5:30. And it's just a 1 mile fun walk just to raise money for the March of Dimes.
And it is a fundraiser, you just mentioned, and it's going to be $10 for the walk, correct?
The walk is $10 and we will also be selling t-shirts. Those will be $15. You can order those ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to purchase them the day of the walk, but you can purchase them ahead of time along with the walk for $10.
Yeah, and they'll be able to go online at the hospital's website and check that out, as well as a number of other activities you have coming up for the March of Dimes.
Yes.
Tell us, Sarah, what is your passion with the March of Dimes? So you just had a baby not quite a year ago, little Rayleigh Ann.
Mm-hmm. She decided to come 5 weeks early.
5 weeks?
Yes. It's kind of ironic because my husband was getting ready to leave to go up north. He's an avid hunter, and it was turkey season. We had had a big dinner Thursday night, and he was getting ready to leave Friday evening after work. And in the middle of the night, my water broke. It was a little over two hours later, and Rayleigh was here.
Wow.
It was just...
Everything was normal up to then?
Everything was normal. I was having a little bit of, you know, blood pressure issues, swelling, you know, the normal pregnancy things. But they had actually put me on bed rest on Wednesday whenever I was at centering. They had put me on bed rest starting that night, Wednesday night, and then Friday morning is whenever I had her. Up until then, I didn't have any problems. They were just a little concerned about the blood pressure and the swelling. Mm-hmm. So, she decided to make her debut a little early. She was 3 pounds, 10 ounces when she was born. So they transferred her up to Cardinal Glennon via ambulance. The Cardinal Glennon transport crew came and...
That had to be scary for you.
It was terrifying. It was terrifying. You know, I was down here, she was up there, and... My husband went, and that was reassuring, and he was, you know, letting me know. But, I mean, she was on low oxygen. I mean, she was breathing on her own. She was just a little lazy at times. Mm-hmm. She was just small, and that was just their concern with being small and being fully developed, you know. But her lungs were fully developed. Everything was great. We spent 9 days up at Cardinal Glennon. Wow. We spent 7 days in the NICU, and then we stepped up to the next floor for 2 days. Because she was the healthiest one on the NICU floor so that they could make room for other babies. So it was scary. It was actually terrifying. I didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
You know, everything happened so fast and everybody was great. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just awesome. The nurses at St. Jen were amazing. I mean, just did what they needed to do in a short amount of time. You know, they weren't expecting me to deliver here. They were going to transfer me to St. Louis, to St. John's, because they generally don't deliver under 35 weeks. So that all changed. But when we got to Cardinal Glennon, the nurses and physicians there were amazing also. They looked at Rayleigh and they said, she's huge compared to what they normally deal with. They're normally, you know, 1 pounders and 2 pounders. And it's just, so 3 pounds, 10 ounces, she was huge for them.
Wow, isn't that something? Mm-hmm. That's an eye opener, isn't
it? It is, it is.
Yeah.
It is. And she's thriving now. She's small, you know, she's 10 and a half months and she's still in 3 to 6 month clothes.
Yeah.
And we're approaching the 17-pound mark, so she's crawling, she's everywhere, and she's pulling up on everything, and she wants to walk, but she just hasn't quite gotten there yet. But she's thriving, and that's all I can ask for, is just for her to thrive.
Oh, absolutely. She'll be celebrating her first birthday, so
yes,
that's quite a milestone.
Yes, April 25th.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So that night, what was going through your mind? I mean... You know, you're thinking, oh my God, she's way too early. And
I knew my water had broke. And it was just, you know, I called the hospital and they said, come in, we'll check to see if your water did break, you know. And they were kind of, you know, whenever I told them I was only 35 weeks, you could tell they were like, yeah, it probably didn't. Yeah. You know, it's probably just a fluke. But when they said that they were going to, you know, that I was going to be delivering and that they were going to transfer me to St. Louis, I mean, it was just... my husband and I both say that we went through every emotion possible in just a short amount of time. You know, there was joy, there was sadness, there was fear. I mean, we were both terrified. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what to think. And then we were waiting for the ambulance to come get me, to transfer me up to St. John's. And the nurse, she was like, "You're going to deliver, and you're going to deliver now." And it was just, everything happened so fast. Mm-hmm. And it just, it was a whirlwind. It was an absolute whirlwind. And I look back and I think, okay, now, how did this go? You know, and everything happened just so fast that, you know, not in any way, shape, or form how I planned it going. You know, I planned doing the water birth, and, you know, we did not have the opportunity for that.
Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't even have had time to fill up the tub for me.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something?
But it was, everybody was amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the March of Dimes, you know, with us doing this fundraiser and to raise money for March of Dimes, they can you know, raise money to do research, to
exactly
to see why babies are born prematurely. Mm-hmm. You know, they have no idea why Rayleigh. They don't know why Rayleigh was premature. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, oh, it's the barometric pressure change because it was storming that night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's the only reason they can say. They say that that does happen, that moms will go into labor when there's a barometric pressure change like that.
I'll be. I never heard that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the only thing they can explain. You know, they don't have any medical conclusions as to why she decided to come early.
Well, that's what the March of Dimes is all about, healthy babies.
Yes.
And from, you know, something, you know, in your case, a very early baby to babies with, you know, birth defects or other maladies, you know, that's what they're all about.
Yes.
So we're glad they're around.
Yes, very.
And I'll bet you are too.
Yes.
I mean, you were the recipient of their, you know, past research and so forth.
Right.
So it's kind of a way for you to pass it forward, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Well, this is great. You are the ambassador for St. Genevieve, for the St. Genevieve Walk. And the St. Genevieve team, the hospital team, is actually kind of an umbrella. And everyone who participates in the St. Gen Walk, you know, they're invited over to Farmington, which is going to be a much bigger walk. They have a huge walk every year. So this is kind of baby steps for St. Gen, I guess, having our own little walk. And it's going to be, again, a one-mile fun walk. And what are the dates, again, of that?
The walk for the one mile fun walk in St. Genevieve is April 16th. It's a Thursday. It's, again, the registration starts at 4:30 and the walk starts at 5:30. It's, like we said, it's $10. You can go online to the hospital's website for more information to sign up for the walk, and there's more information about different activities that are going to be happening. There will also be collection boxes at local businesses if you want to donate that way, if you want to, mm-hmm. you know, just put your loose change in the boxes.
Sure.
They're going to be at the banks and the different businesses mm-hmm. in town. And, or you can, I think you can actually just donate it. You know, if you want to donate and you mm-hmm. don't want to walk, that's fine. You know,
sure.
Any donation is
and
much
it's for,
appreciated.
You know, not just people in your case who had kind of a rocky start with your little one, but people who have had healthy babies, and they can be, you know, happy about that mm-hmm. and just kind of share the knowledge that, the majority of babies are healthy, and there's a reason why. It's because of the great research by organizations, by the March of Dimes.
Yes.
So, anyone. We invite everyone to come out, right?
That's right.
Wouldn't it be great to have just a huge walk? I mean, it's a one-mile thing, so... You know, you're talking 15 to 25 minutes of your time,
right?
You know, for the walk. So, and it'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time. And I'm sure Rayleigh will be great entertainment for everybody.
Oh, that's right. Won't quite be walking in the walk, but you'll be strolling her, I guess, around,
right.
Huh?
Yes, she likes to ride, so.
What kind of personality does she have?
Oh, she's a mess. She's
fun.
Amazing. She's always smiling and happy and... We couldn't have gotten any luckier.
Isn't that great?
She's amazing.
Well, that rocky start is all but a memory now,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Sarah Lipp, we thank you so much for being our guest today on Focus, and we wish you luck in the St. Genevieve's March of Dimes Walk on April the 16th and invite everyone to come out. Where can someone call for more information?
They can call the hospital. The main line is 573-883-2751. Missy Sutton is, she's kind of heading our our team, or you can contact the marketing department and they would have more information there also.
Perfect. That sounds great. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank
on
you.
Focus.